Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, Ashley, I have got a bill here or something, some discrepancy on my Visa card, and I went to Bank of America for them to kind of sort it out, and I need your help to sort it out even further. You work for a simple product shop?
Okay, may I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, ma'am, 29803.
And what's your first and last name?
William Walsh, W-A-L-S-H.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the shipment address?
1113 Conger Drive, Aiken, South Carolina, 29803.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I review your account.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see here where you purchased wireless mini pods back on the 21st of January, where you paid the shipping and handling for $6.95.
I did.
Yes, sir. As it does say in the terms and conditions, if you do not call and cancel by the end of your trial period, you do be charged for that product. Now, have you tried the product out? How did it work for you?
It did not work at all. Couldn't get it to sync to my telephone. It was, and I took it to people who, you know, the companies who sell them that do work with Verizon telephones, and basically they told me it was a piece of junk.
Got you. Okay. So what I can do for you, because the earbuds, they does have a great battery life. It has clear sound. What I can do is extend you out a full 30 days to give a watch time, to give you time to try to watch a little longer.
I don't want that, and I don't want this $59.95 charge, which I have no idea what that is.
Got you. Well, that's for the mini pods. That's the actual retail price for them. Since you didn't call within your trial period, you have got charged for those for the mini pods.
Okay.
But what I can do for you today is issue you a 50% refund on that charge, and that will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And instead of trying to return it and pay restocking fee and postage and everything like that, you'll just be that 50% discount for...
Okay, I spoke with a frauds department and claims department at Bank of America, and they said that if I didn't get any satisfaction fully, that I've got an 800 number to call back, and that they would go ahead and start a billing dispute claim on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I need, actually what I need is a full refund on the $59.95, and let's part company and never talk to each other again.
Got you. Well, once you do file the dispute, the bank does contact us, and we will, confirm that the terms that you agreed when you first purchased it is valid. So the charges are valid per terms and conditions.
Yeah, okay. But according to them, and maybe, you know, maybe it's because, you know, some people, you know, fall for this, and I was one of them, that the print is so small that you can't hardly read it. And, you know, this seems to me to be a little bit of a scam. So, you know, and they agreed. So they're going to take, you know, they're going to file a fraudulent claims charge against your company and, you know, come after you for that bill. So I'm just telling you up front what I have been told by Bank of America. And,
yeah. See, they do the investigation.
Okay.
Not saying they're wrong or anything, but once they do the investigation and realize the charges are valid, they'll just keep it. That's why I was offering you a 50% refund today to just keep the earbuds, and so you won't have to worry about that. Either keep the earbuds or a free watch that we do have.
I don't want the watch. I don't
want
it. And the earbuds didn't work. I was told by the company that they were a knockoff type set of earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, honestly, I think the company is basically duping customers into buying something cheap and then billing them for something expensive. If you know, and I agree. I mean, hey, I'll take responsibility. I may have made the mistake, but you know, I don't believe that the business practices of your company were done above board for customers to receive an honest product for an honest dollar. And so, therefore, I am going to turn it over to Bank of America, to their dispute department, and let them deal with you, I guess. I'm not getting anywhere.
Got you. So you do have the earbuds, correct?
Actually, ma'am, I got so disgusted with them, I threw them in the garbage.
Wow, because in order to issue you a full refund, you do have to return the product.
I'm sure that was the case, but, to me it was, I was so ticked off that I got basically duped, so to speak, that I threw them away. And maybe I shouldn't have. Let me look at my outside trash can. Maybe they're not as they were, but I was with the whole thing, and they are in the garbage out here near the shop, so I will get them out of the garbage. They're actually in a little bag, so they're not yuckies and everything else. But
I can't really hear you. Your phone is cutting out.
Okay, well, let me get close so it's not going to, dissolve. Okay, I do have the earbuds.
Okay.
I threw them in the garbage, I guess, maybe Saturday or Sunday. That garbage is still pretty clean, and it's in my trash, and I see it, and I'm fishing it out as we speak. Okay, I'm not sure if I have the box it came in. That may be a separate situation, but I do have the box. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Yes, I do. Okay, I've got the entire product that was sent to me, the box and the earbuds. So
okay.
You
so,
tell me what it's going to take in order for me not to turn this over to Bank of America's fraud department.
Okay. So what you'll do is return the product to us, and we do have a $9.95 restocking fee. So what I do is,
you're not understanding me. Forget the restocking fee. Okay. Let's get to me sending you this price, this piece. Forget the restocking fee. You can put it on a shelf for no dollars. Okay. It doesn't cost anything to put it on a shelf. So
it's not a shelf. It's a warehouse. Before
okay,
I was
I understand it does. Your warehouse. It's very. People who took it off the shelf can put it right back on the shelf. Okay. So I mean, again, all you're doing is throwing me all kinds of little curveballs here.
No, I was actually going directly to the point before you cut me off.
Okay. Well, let me uncut you. You go ahead and speak, and I'll shut up.
Thank you. So what I was saying is, once you return the product to us, what I'll do is issue you a $50 refund as far as today, because there is a $9.95 restocking fee from returning the product. So that $50 will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, you do what you have to do, and I'll do what I have to do. Give me, how do I send this back? I don't have, well, I actually do. I have the
return address.
Well, I'm not sure if I got. Let me see what I've got, because I think I thought I had the. Hold on 1 second. I thought I had the package that came in. Okay, I'm not finding the package. It was in a little envelope type thing. Let me just give me the return address. and heads up to whoever.
Okay. So you're going to return it to wireless mini pods, and it's going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C.
Hold on. Unit?
Yes.
C?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado, number 80239.
Okay, is there any kind of heads up on to anybody in particular, or just that address?
To that address, yes, sir.
Okay. And is this done by U.S. Mail, UPS? How do you all normally do your transactions?
United States Postal Service.
USPS. All right, well, it'll be in there tomorrow.
Okay, great. And you do have, like I was saying, it is 7 days to return the product, or they will charge the $50 back. But you should be receiving an email soon as far as their refund confirmation, and that charge will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and you've got my email from my first transaction, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.